On this day, as we celebrate also the vigil of First Friday of this month of February, dedicated to the Holy Family, we celebrate also the feast of two great saints of the ancient world. The first, the titular feast, is that of the bishop, but not a martyr, St. Titus. St. Titus was a disciple of St. Peter and St. Paul, and was baptized by St. Paul, and he was sent on missions by him. He also accompanied him, so much so that St. Paul complains when he doesn't have him with him. They're very, very close. Among the places that he went was to Corinth, where the Catholics were not behaving too well. And so he was, in that sense, one of the disciplinarians of the early church. Eventually, he was consecrated by St. Paul to be bishop of Crete. And he died there when he was 94 years old. He was not a martyr. His relics were later taken to Venice, where they rest in the Basilica of St. Mark in Venice. Today also is the feast of the Virgin and Martyr, St. Dorothy. And St. Dorothy was one of the favorite saints of the old days, where, of course, she, being a young girl, a young virgin, and a martyr, gave her life, her soul, for Christ. Her sisters, one of them was called Christa, of all things, apostatized to the faith. And she tried to bring them back to the faith. And it was in so doing that they caught attention of the pagans, who then tortured her relentlessly in ways that are too many to tell, and then eventually beheaded her. Christa and her sister also came back to the faith when they were martyred. In the meantime, the prefect made fun of Dorothy, and he said to her, "Tell me about this Christ that you follow. What can he do for me?" And she told him what she could, and he says, "Okay, well, if he's really true, if he's really God, I want him," and of course it was February, "I want him to send me some delicious apples and 5 beautiful roses." And so St. Dorothy went back and prayed in her cell. And as she was being taken to the executioner, she gave to a young boy, wrapped up in a little sack, the apples and the roses. So after her head was cut off, he said, "St. Dorothy wants you to have this. You asked for this." And so he opened it, and there were 5 luscious apples, like you can't buy today, and 5 beautiful roses. And so at the moment, the prefect converted to the Catholic faith, and he too was executed. So today is a day of great miracles of the faith. And so we pray to St. Titus, Bishop of Crete, and disciple of St. Paul and St. Peter, and to St. Dorothy, virgin and martyr, and she who also recruited others to become Catholics. So even then, this was taking place. We pray to them, and we ask them for their many, many prayers and blessings on this day and always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.